Mariella Frostrup on Times Radio.
And in Life and Times today, we're remembering Naim Attallah, the renowned publisher and parfumier who was never shy about his love of women and delighted in being described as Naim utterly disgusting by Private Eye. Ever since acquiring independent publisher Quartet Books in the 1980s, he remained a staple of the literary world and took pride in launching the careers of society it girls. Anna Pasternak is a best-selling writer who worked at Quartet Books in the 1980s, and Valerie Grove is a journalist an author who also knew Naim. Anna, he was a famously flamboyant character, from how he dressed, you know, to his love for parties. Tell me a bit more about him and what it was like to work for him in his heyday.
Yes. Well, I looked back and my first year of my working life was working at Quartet Books, and I'm afraid nothing has ever lived up to it since. It was definitely the first and best year of employment. He was, as you say, a real eccentric. He wore odd socks, two wristwatches, flamboyant ties. And he was a really curious combination because he wanted us all to have fun. We worked in these dilapidated offices in London, and it was mandatory that we wore miniskirts and kind of flicked our long, glossy hair. And yet, there was something brilliant and rather clever about him. So it was ingenious of him to get all us young girls to work for him. He paid us absolutely nothing, but what he did give us in return was he opened his prodigious contacts book. So it was an incredible launch pad for girls straight out of university or straight out of finishing school, those of us who wanted to go on in the media. So I definitely owe my literary and media career to Naim Attallah.
And I have to ask, I mean, as you say, you know, he insisted on miniskirts in the office, and he would fly people out to France to his house there and so on. But he also had a long marriage to Maria Nicolon. I think they got married in 1957, who didn't seem to be bothered by what was described as Naim's harem. Was he a philanderer, or did he just like the sort of company of pretty women?
There wasn't a whiff of At Me Too or anything sleazy about him. He loved women and he reveled in their company, but it was all a flirtation. It was all great fun. So he loved stoking rivalries amongst the girls in the office. But as you say, Maria remained his long-standing wife. He was incredibly loyal. Loyalty was a key quality to Naim. If you were loyal to him, he would be loyal to you lifelong. So it was quite difficult when it came to wanting to leave Quartet, because he often took this you know, personally as almost a betrayal that you wanted to leave. But actually, if you saw that, if you explained to him that you were leaving because he'd given you this marvelous step up and now you wanted to go into newspapers, which is what I did, he reveled in that because you kind of included him in your sort of career stepping stone. And Maria just tolerated us all with a sort of benevolent amusement. She knew that we were not exactly playthings, but we were part of his persona and the impact that he made on the literary world. And he certainly none of it would pass muster with HR today. And I think that's what made me miss him so much, because it was a gloriously non-PC eccentric time. And I'm not sure there's room for a Naim Attallah in today's drab woke world, sadly.
Valerie, I know that you can speak to his sense of aggrievement, but maybe we can park that just for a moment and you can just tell me first, because you did go on to have a falling out with him, but how you first met him and just describe him for me.
Well, it was the minute he sprang upon the literary world in London, because a lovely old publisher called Barley Allison, who'd been a very glamorous debutante and she'd been in the SOE and everything, she was so interesting. She opened the door. She was launching Naim into the world, London world, and she announced that, I've done something wonderful. This man has just bought Quartet Books, and he's an Arab, so he must be a Muslim. So I've made him pour the drinks. And indeed, Naim was the waiter at that party. And everybody thought he was the most peculiar-looking person we'd ever seen, which he was. And he could hardly speak English, and he looked to me, as I always thought, like the BFG, with huge ears and huge nose, but he was the most bizarre figure. But my goodness, he was seductive.
And tell me a bit more too about the importance of Quartet in the literary scene at that time, because he did have a really good run for his money initially, didn't he?
He was a very good publisher. I mean, he was a very free and easy publisher. He accepted all kinds of bizarre things, but so had the original quartet of publishers who had started that company. It was in the 70s. It was an interesting independent publisher. And then he started to go into his own books, you know, writing books for himself. His ambition was tremendous. One thing he told me when I first knew him was that he and his wife, when they came to London, had gazed into the window of Asprey's, and he'd longed to have a Rolex watch of the most vulgar kind with diamonds on the face. And he had indeed got to the point where he'd made some money, God knows where, and he had bought a Rolex watch. And then, even better, he bought the business. He got to run Asprey's.
And I think he also bought a second watch, because he used to wear two watches because he was so obsessed with three.
When I say seductive, he produced this book about women in 1987, and I was seduced because I was one of the 300 that he beguiled into arriving at his office and being asked everything in the most intimate details of one's life, and somehow one found oneself telling him absolutely everything.
Yes, I think A.N. Wilson once described Atala as the best interviewer alive. Anna, how will you remember him?
Well, I was just thinking when Valerie was talking that one of the things that stood out about him was that he seemed so emotionally intelligent against the sort of fusty British males of the 80s. And so I think I will remember him for his emotional honesty, his warmth, but most of all, his generosity and his kindness.
And Valerie, briefly?
Well, I mean, we had this terrible falling out because I admired Jenny Erdahl, who wrote about that. She was the real writer of all his books and articles and even his love letters.
And she wrote that amazing book called Ghosting. Didn't she? And I'm so sorry we haven't had time to explore that.
Yes, I'm very sorry that she's not here, because she died last year and she could have told even more about.
And I would highly recommend her book, though. Thank you very much, Valerie Grove and Anna Pasternak. Thank you for telling us about Naim Atala, who died last week, aged 89.